Surprise! You're having a baby! Okay, so that's great. You peed on the stick. Awesome. Now what? There are so many things that you now have to think about when starting this new chapter of your life. One of those many, 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 many things is your finances. My next two guests wrote a book together to help with that particular angle. It's called Get Your S Together. Get Your S Together. You fill in the blank there. The Rebel Mama's Handbook for Financially Empowered Moms. Alex Jassim and Nikita Stanley join me now to talk about birthing their book. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
How did you two meet? That has got to be my first question. How did you two meet? Was it in a play group? Was it prior to kids?
It was prior to kids, and we were party friends. So our life was vastly different from the one that we have today.
Oh my God. Yes. Did you ever fear that it might not weather the transition from mascara to baby vomit in your hair?
Why, yes, we did worry about that. Funny you should ask.
And how did you resolve that? Nikita, how did you resolve that?
We started speaking our specific truth and putting it out into the world, and it got a really good, people started to really resonate with it. So the ex-party girls and mommy group dropouts, which we like to refer to ourselves as, we got together and we started something a little bit different for moms who are a little bit different.
Moms who are a little bit different. Tell me about the Rebel Mamas. When you use that phrase, what does it mean? Alex.
We are rebelling against society's expectations of what moms should be and what we need to, you know, look like and do and say. So we're kind of telling women to keep their identity intact when they have kids, not let go of that party girl. For the record, we still are party girls.
Okay.
It's so just a little bit less frequent and more well-organized and a little bit classier, but I just want to say that we have held on to our identity as well.
Right. And yes. you call the night at 1 a.m. instead of 6 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
For the very smart.
So in the book, it says you've used this phrase, for 6 years, we smashed stigmas and dismantled taboos to empower parents, but we've been overlooking the most important piece of the puzzle, money. How did that insight hit you? Where did that come from? That you're like, wait a second, we need to add this into our toolkit.
Well, it started because we really noticed that there was a major power imbalance happening in our society. And after years of trying to figure this out, we really landed on the fact that this imbalance is maintained by keeping women financially disadvantaged. So while we spent the first 6 years and, you know, our first book and all of our 500 blog posts empowering women to mother on their own terms and advocate for their own needs and take no BS, we realized that what we really needed to do was to get women set on a clear-cut path to financial freedom and improve their financial literacy. And that's how we're going to kind of correct this imbalance that we're seeing.
Yeah. Alex, what was the insight for you personally? Or were you always astute did you walk into the bar knowing that you were not going to fall victim to the allure of bottle service?
What?
I will not be a bottle service customer tonight. I will have one sidecar and go on.
In terms of finance, you mean?
I don't need party tips. I do okay, not need good. Party tips. I have an 11-year-old. I'm good.
You know, this
that's
is
another
something,
episode.
Yeah, this is something we weren't well versed on ourselves before we wrote this book. It was the first book we wrote more from experience and how we felt about parenting and our approach. And this book took a lot of research and a lot of things we then applied to our own lives. So budgeting, personal budgeting, the way we budget in our business, getting all our wills and our life insurance and all those things ticked off too. We sort of applied that and got organized, but it's been eye-opening. And honestly, 2020 was probably the best year it could have happened for this book to come out because it really brought everything up to the forefront and up to the surface. And everybody was having those conversations anyway. So now we can facilitate that.
Nikita, you begin with the notion of getting your mind right, is how you phrase it. You ask a series of open-ended questions. questions money is, money makes me feel. What are you trying to get readers to do or engage in?
You know, women have a really emotional attachment to money, more so than men do. Men are able to kind of compartmentalize and separate themselves from the numbers. Women have a harder time doing that. And what we discovered while we were researching the book is that money really is black and white, and you have to use your practical brain for that. So while the, you know, emotional attachments we have to money are important and we need to acknowledge those in order to move past them, the key is that we have to move past them. So we wanted people to acknowledge how they're feeling about money. Maybe they picked up this book because money gives them massive anxiety, or, you know, they feel inadequate or whatever it is. So we wanted our readers right off the hop to understand that that is a part of this, but also to understand that, like, now it's time to set that aside and put on our practicality hats and go about this in a really pragmatic way.
Many women, Alex, are married to dudes or partnered with dudes. Not all moms are. There are many, many single moms. There are many moms who are married to another woman, but there are many moms who are married to dudes or partnered with dudes, parenting with dudes. How do you tackle the money conversation with a male partner? And I say male intentionally because there's going to be some different gender dynamics there.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, my husband too was usually in charge of the finances. So I totally get that angle. But, you know, a good place to start is to talk about your upbringings and your money stories, because they have informed your relationship with finance. So if we start talking about how we were raised with our partners and see where your attitudes come, that says a lot. You can also bring something concrete to the table to get the conversation going, like an article, which there are so many of, or our book, if you want to slide it across the table, you know, like just something to chat about and kind of give each other an idea of what your money goals really look like and what you want to do and work towards together, right? Because if you're not having those conversations and not having that communication, who knows if you're on the same page, right?
Nikita, there is a lot of swearing in this book, so much so that there's
there?
A glossary.
Oh my god!
I can't imagine you. Luckily, I told you couldn't swear on this show. You have a glossary at the top that outlines it, and it feels similar to Thug Kitchen, the vegan cookbook, in that it's a part of the tone. Yeah, it's a part of the tone. And so I want to ask you about how you thought about that tone and how you ensured that it was an authentic voice when you wrote a book for a mainstream publisher?
Well, it kind of is a continuation of our first book, which is The Rebel Mama's Handbook for Cool Moms, which is also extremely sweary. And when we kind of came onto the scene about 6 years ago, that was really not something that was happening in the mom space at all. Moms are very edited, whether they do it themselves or somebody else edits them. And we were like, forget that. This is how moms talk. Motherhood is very frustrating. Sometimes you need to get it out. Sometimes, you know, I have an English specialist degree, and I really do believe that curse words are just an expletive part of language that, you know, I think it's an important tool. So we utilize that tool a lot. And as Alex said, there were so many more in there that we ended up on our last pass. We should remove these.
Right. That's a little Beau Coutreau. You cover the waterfront in terms of planning, earning, spending, debt, savings. Like, it really is a great survey course in finances. What is the one thing that you would want people to ensure they understood in the planning phase as it relates to kids? Because there's so many books. There's 12,000 books about money. I wrote 2 books about money. But this is very on point for someone who is expecting or caring for a newborn.
Yeah, well, we wanted to make it quick and digestible because we know that moms don't really have that much time. And we also, you know, we listened to our audience a lot and we wanted to answer the questions that they had. And the biggest question that would come up was, where do I even start? So it was really important for us to give a full, we couldn't just dive right into investing, you know, we really had to give that full overview of, like, what does this look like? What are the parts of this puzzle? Like, earning is the first thing you have to do before you can consider spending and before you can consider saving and all that. So it was really important for us to lay it out in a way that was kind of like a roadmap almost. Like, this is what it's going to take to get your beep together.
Yeah. And we researched everything for them. And that was the plan too. So it's like an easy guideline. It's not an extensive encyclopedia of everything. And, you know, we've kind of short form, here are the things you're going to need when you have a baby. Here are the things you have to sign up for. Here are government programs. I mean, this is mostly for Canada, but we do speak to the US a little bit. And, you know, to get mom prepped, because there's so much to think about and it's so overwhelming. And that's why everybody falls into retail therapy right away and starts nesting.
Yeah.
It's more fun to spend money than to think about wills, right?
I want to ask you, Alex, about how you think about, you call it mindful consumerism. The shots in the book are Instagram ready. Your demographic lives on social media. There is so much pressure to buy and to do, you know, you got to have the bottle warmers or you're going to be a terrible parent if you don't have the baby wipe warmer even. How do you help your readers navigate that without racking up enormous amounts of debt and having like a baby Bjorn to match every outfit?
Well, we want them to stop and think, first of all, and take a hard look at exactly what they're buying and what comes with those purchases, and just kind of start making better everyday decisions and start realizing what's just, you know, retail marketing. So we have a little hand-drawn chart in the book that is like your flow chart sort of roadmap.
I love that.
When you pick something up and you think, oh my God, it's so cute. I need it. Cause you get that like instant feeling, go through the process for a second and pause and like really think, do I have something like this? Can I repair something like this? Do I truly need it? And no, by the way, you don't need like $2,000 baby cribs and things like that. Like the baby industry will have you believe, you know, you can make smarter decisions.
Nikita, I want to sneak in one last question here. The acknowledgements include thanks to Weed. For helping us conjure up unexpected and clever ways to ensure that this money book was not like the rest, boring. Tell me why you decided to include that from the fact that it's your lived experience.
I mean, I think it's really important to us to be authentic and to be transparent about who we are and what we do. And yeah, cannabis is an important part of our creative process. And so we thought we'd offered a little shout out in there. You know, we wrote the book in quarantine for the most part, and cannabis really helped us separate from, you know, real life to book writing. So that was, it deserves a little shout out in there.
I can't even imagine. It wasn't available legally when I was writing my book. So maybe that's my out. Alex,
time to write another one.
Yeah. No. Thank you both so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
The book is called Get Your S Together, The Rebel Mama's Handbook for Financially Empowered Moms. Alex Jassim and Nikita Stanley, the co-authors of that book.